Basketball locker room chats continue on here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're talking with Riverside girls basketball coach, that is Craig Burns. It is brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON, and the Cyclones gear up for their season opener. Not till next Tuesday night. They'll take on Donovan West. But certainly, again, the last couple of years have been very good for this Cyclones program, and another runner-up finish in Class 2A. Coach, you guys go 24-3 a year ago. It's been just a wild and fun ride for you and your team over the last couple of years. Just talk about last year and how it transpired for you.
Yes, last year was great. You know, everybody kind of knew the system that we were putting in as far as on defense and offensively, what we was trying to establish and what we needed to do. So everything was kind of easy as far as coaching, you know, and those young ladies, especially, well, all the young ladies, but, you know, we had three really good players that, you know, understood what we wanted to do. It just made coaching easy. I was telling my assistants a couple of times, I was like, man, I don't even know if I'm really coaching. You know, we would call out a drill and boom, they was on it. They was already doing the drill and didn't have to explain anything. And so it was real good. But that just shows what type of girls we had last year. And we have a few carryovers this year that hopefully we'll be able to keep that rolling a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk about a couple of those key returners, but real quick, again, just kind of a tip of the cap to those three, you know, seniors, and obviously the loss of Taylor Weiser, who's on to bigger and better things, you know, playing collegiately now at Central Missouri. Hallie Studer, you could mention, one of the better guards in the league. She's playing collegiate softball at Missouri State, and then Abby O'Grady as well. Who was part of that run. But again, just kind of the tip of the cap to those three and what they meant to the program.
Oh, for sure. I mean, just starting like with Abby, you know, I would watch video, and then in the summertime I'm watching and looking at things, and there were so many games she would hit three back to back. I mean, three threes back to back, you know, where the teams was making a run on us. And then all of a sudden she hit a three, come down. Sometimes it's right in the same exact spot. And she would hit those threes and it would just kind of break the other team's back, which we really needed them. And then, with Hallie, I mean, just her defensive pressure on the ball. And she always, you know, she would always say, no bubbles, you know, and basically, we was like, what do you mean no bubbles, you know? And she said, well, that means you're going to hold them down underneath the water until you see no bubbles. I was like, woo, I like that mentality. So, and that's what she had. And then last, you know, Taylor, 6'3", very skilled, handled the ball, you know, double-double. And yeah, just made things so much easy. And just their attitude and their mentality towards the game. You know, there was times where we would be behind and they just kept plugging away and we would come back. So we lost a lot with that. And I already used the Rick Pitino a couple of times with the Boston Celtics when he said Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and Danny Ainge is not walking through that door. So I already done told my girls a couple of times, hey, Taylor, Abby, and Hallie is not walking through that door. So it's up to you guys to get it done.
Well, you guys got, you know, a really good junior class that really, you know, have all seen some time really since their freshman year, starting with some players in the backcourt. Nyla Duncan, you know, saw time as a freshman. She's going to have probably a bigger role this year. Trinity Jackson, Ebony Alvarez, you know, Ella Whistler down low, and you got another senior in Carmen Baldwin, who might be the tallest player on the team. But you still have a lot of players back with a lot of varsity experience.
Yes, and we're going to look forward to them. I told them last night we had a jamboree in Troy, and I told the young ladies, I said, you know, it's some of this stuff is new. You guys are stepping up, and you are understanding the pressure of being a starter. It's a lot different coming off the bench, and you playing a couple of minutes, maintaining or holding it down. But when you step in that starting role, you know, it's a little bit more pressure, and you got to get used to that. So they're going to do good. We had a couple of games where they had to play a lot of minutes when Taylor was in foul trouble and Hallie was injured. and they show they can do that. So once we get off the ground, I think we'll do okay. You know, we'll be all right. It's going to be a struggle because we got freshmen that are going to step in to the secondary roles, but they need to grow. You know, that's what basketball is all about, is teaching, and hopefully they'll learn, and hopefully it won't take too long.
Finally, Coach, yeah, you'll get a tough test here Tuesday night in your season opener against Donovan West, a number 10 ranking to start the year. They're 2 years removed from the state championship, and they got still a few pieces on that team that was a big part of that state championship run a couple of years ago. What can you tell us about the opener on Tuesday night?
It's going to be tough, as always. Donovan West, they have that Coach Barry, you know, he has that winning culture that's ingrained, just like what we're trying to do here at Riverside. He already has it there. You know, those girls come in and they expect to win. So when you have that type of culture, you're able to pull off some wins that you might not, you know. And I'm not saying that we're in that life, but it's just they have that mentality that they expect to win every time they step on that court. So it's going to be a tough one for us. Probably going to be a lot of up and down during our game, and hopefully we'll be able to survive the downs and maybe come out on top, but we'll have to battle because they're a tough team.
There
really
it is.
Tough team.
Yeah, for sure. Riverside girls basketball coach Craig Burns joining us first of many times here in 24-25. They get Donovan West on Tuesday night. Riverside does in their season opener. Coach, can't thank you enough. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, thank you. And as always, thank you for what you guys do for Northeast sports. Appreciate it.